Bloomington Normal's three movie theater chains aren't just waiting around for the movies to get better. They're spending big on renovations, adding customer loyalty programs, and scheduling shows that aren't even movies. This increased competition locally is part of a larger problem facing theaters: how to stay relevant in the age of Netflix. GLT's Ryan Denham examines the changing movie marketplace in Bloomington Normal.
I don't know about you, but the one thing I never want to change in Bloomington Normal movie theaters is the creepy whispering guy who you can hear before the show starts at the old Werenberg Theaters on Bloomington's west side. And here's some good news. Even after Marcus Theaters bought and took over the theater last winter, the whispering remains.
Hi, I'm Greg Marcus, third generation CEO of the Marcus Corporation, and we're thrilled that our family of theaters now includes Werenberg. Together, we have over 180 years of experience providing the magic of movies. In fact, we still operate the very first theater my grandfather opened in Ripon, Wisconsin.
With Marcus buying Werenberg, that means all three Bloomington Normal multiplexes now have different owners than they did 2 years ago. Starplex Cinemas in North Normal was bought by AMC, and in a related deal, a new company called New Vision Theaters acquired the Ovation Cinema Grill Dinner Theater in Far East Bloomington. One of the first things Marcus did with Werenberg was renovation. They're installing super comfy recliner seating in addition to $5 discount days on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Here's Marcus Theater's chairman, president, and CEO, Rolando Rodriguez.
I can tell you it's well into the millions of dollars. These are major investments that we make, and we make them to obviously make sure that the price-value relationship and the type of experience that we provide the consumers are in line with what their expectations are. And so, look, we are big believers in this industry. We're big believers in providing the best experience possible. We are a company that's been around for 82 years ourselves in the theater business, and we hope to be around another 80. And the way to do that is you need to make sure that you're constantly changing and evolving and understanding your consumer better than you did the day before.
Before Marcus did it, reserve seating and comfy seats was kind of Ovation Cinema Grill's thing. That's a theater on Bloomington's east side that has waiters and waitresses who bring you beer and popcorn. New Vision bought that theater in April, one of 17 theaters in 9 states that regulators said had to be sold as part of AMC's acquisition of rival Carmike. Looking to keep up with the competition, New Vision has experimented with a date night package, $5 discount Tuesdays, and they'll be rolling out a moviegoers rewards program this fall. John Halecki from New Vision says they're putting a greater emphasis on food and beverage since taking over the theater.
We have been introducing, as we are a number of our theaters, some local options, whether they be beverage options from local breweries or favorite foods that are indigenous to a particular area. These changes will continue, but on the food and beverage side, but also in some of the programming that happens at the theater.
These ownership changes and consolidations are a trend in the industry, says Jeff Bach, senior box office analyst at Exhibitor Relations in Los Angeles. He says it's tough for smaller theaters and chains to survive on their own as studios make deals with the bigger theaters, also called circuits. Popcorn is no longer enough.
Everything is turning into a multiplex, or like you said, an event destination like a, that offers dinner and a movie at the same place, or at least beer, wine, alcohol, and tapas or fancy food, and that's the way the entire business is going, from coast to coast. So it sounds like what you have there is a microcosm of what's going on everywhere in North America cinemas right now.
The summer box office was down 16% below last year. The biggest culprit were sequels that flopped, like Pirates of the Caribbean 5 or Transformers 5. Only three of them made more than their predecessors, which is rare. Bach, the box office expert, says it's all about quality.
People will come if you build a product that they actually want to come and see. And that's the problem that we, I think, ran into this summer, that there wasn't a whole lot of films out there that necessitated, casual audiences to leave the confines of their comfy homes and $9.99 a month services. That's really the key of what's going on in the industry right now, and something that Hollywood, has to grapple with. Yes, right now the quality of what's on Netflix and HBO and Amazon is far superior week in and week out to what's in theaters. That is something that Hollywood has to directly combat against. And it comes down to, you know, making better movies. And as far as, you know, smaller theaters are concerned, you know, that's their lifeblood. They need to have films that not only get good critical response, but that audiences actually want to see.
Rolando Rodriguez from Marcus Theaters agrees. He points to the recent success of Stephen King's adaptation, It, as a bright spot, a rare case of Hollywood delivering something audiences want to see on the big screen.
Bill, if you will come with me, we'll float too.
George.
We wish that some of the films were better than what they were, you know, and that's really what it comes down to. If you know, it's not a question that the industry's in trouble. It's not a question that the theaters are in trouble. It's a question of, you know, is the proper types of films and the proper type of entertaining films are being introduced to the marketplace. And when they are, clearly the consumer reacts and appreciates that this is an entertainment option that they want to pursue.
People just don't go to the movies as much as they used to. And I don't just mean now versus the 1950s, when there wasn't much else to do. The trend line on moviegoers in the U.S. and Canada is on a downward trajectory. Admissions peaked in 2002, with admissions of more than 1.5 billion moviegoers. It fell to 1.3 billion last year. To insulate themselves from Hollywood flops and draw in new customers, local theaters are looking beyond big studio new releases. On a recent weekend, the list of movies at Marcus Werenberg, for example, included several Indian films, plus re-releases like Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Rodriguez says that's a relatively new development, and that his company is driven by consumer demand. They even showed the recent McGregor-Mayweather fight on the big screen.
We're starting to really gain some traction and understanding by the consumer that, boy, we can catch some other alternative type of programming that could be very exciting. It's not just the Indian audience. You know, there's obviously a Hispanic audience out there. There's an African-American audience. And you're seeing that Hollywood is obviously recognizing that some of these consumers play a bigger and bigger role into the, you know, the ticket sales that we're driving. I'll give you one brief example. You know, the Hispanics actually represent 23% of the ticket sales within our industry. That's a pretty significant, you know, piece of business and hopefully one to understand, both on how we market, how we communicate, and the type of films that are obviously very attractive to them.
Across town at New Vision's Ovation Cinema Grill, they're scheduling more and more one-time-only screenings targeting niche audiences, like opera performances. Here's John Halecki from New Vision.
You can see a mainstream movie at any mainstream theater. Some of our larger national competitors are so large that it's got to be nimble. And we've had a focus as a new company trying to cultivate we call cinema events, which would be one performance only or limited engagements of movies that might be obscure, might be foreign, might be a little bit arty, but also live events that might not otherwise be available to people in the area, such as Broadway shows that are filmed in HD and then into the theaters.
All these programming changes have caught the eye of Adam Fox, the manager of the Normal Theater, the historic art house cinema in Uptown Normal. But he tells GLT's Laura Kennedy that he welcomes any increased exposure for good film in the community. His theater, after all, has one screen and can only show so many movies each year.
The changes in leadership at all of the different multiplexes in town affect us a bit because there's different philosophies behind some of those organizations. AMC has always been very supportive of independent film and art house film. AMC River East is the host of the Chicago Independent Film Festival, for instance. So some of those titles in the kind of art house circuit that we show and we love to be able to share with the community is something that AMC would also potentially be very interested in. And while we haven't seen that happen yet out at the former Starplex, there is certainly something I'm aware of that possibility that they could start doing that. That said, a lot of what they show, the major AAA releases, the big budget Hollywood films, are not the things that we're going to have on our screen, or at least not for another 10 or 15 years. And we can then throw it as a, you know, throwback cult classic kind of thing. So we actually have a very amicable relationship with all of those different places. We love that they're showing the films they show. We show the films we show. And all of us together are getting people out of their house. We're getting them off the couch, getting them out to there to support going to see a film in the cinema, which is so important.
For moviegoers, hours. The bad news is tickets at the multiplexes aren't likely to get cheaper anytime soon, barring discount days and other one-offs. A decade ago, the average ticket price in the U.S. and Canada was $6.55. Now it's $8.65. Box office expert Jeff Bach says it's always ticking up and up.
On a yearly basis, you're seeing it go up every time, and part of that is probably, you know, a lot of the investments that AMC and other theaters have done, you know, that call for an increase in ticket price. You know, barely a year goes by in Los Angeles where we don't see, even at my local theater here, it goes up. It seems like every right at the start of summer, you know, whatever that big movie is, the first of the summer, they add an extra quarter or an extra 50 cents per ticket.
The theater chains say Bloomington Normal remains a good market for them, in part because it's a college town filled with moviegoers interested in both blockbusters and off-the-beaten-path films. There's also some disposable income and a reasonably diverse population that's led to the Indian films popping up. John Halecki from New Vision says the bad box office summer is all about the studios and their biggest movies. For theaters like his, the real story is what they can do to make getting out of the house an attractive option.
Going to the theater, going somewhere else out of your home, and being entertained on something other than a 4.5-inch diagonal screen on a smartphone is something inherent in the nature of humans. You know, in the 1900s, they didn't have movie theaters, but people went to coffee houses. Since then, there have been one thing after another that are reasons to get out of the house. And the greatest cure for cabin fever is a two-hour vacation at a movie theater.
I'm Ryan Denham.
Tomorrow on GLT Sound Ideas, get a preview of the Normal Theater's next installment of the six-week film school series called From Alice to Silence, the Scorsese style. You're listening to the Bernard Herrmann score to Martin Scorsese's Taxi Driver on Sound Ideas.